Segment 11. In this lesson, you will learn how to change your mindset to succeed with dieting. In fact, this lesson could form a whole course on its own, and I do have a course on mindset found in my membership site and in the Life Achievement Academy site. So, here I will just put in the nuggets that are most important for your success. So, let's begin. So how do we raise our chances of success? To raise our chances of success and lower the chances that we will behave in reaction rather than in response to any new or difficult situation, we must lower our instinctive reaction of the fight and flight mechanism that comes from our reptilian brain, our lower brain, the part that reacts rather than responds to situations. So how do we do this? You can do this in the following four steps. Any change in lifestyle habits leads to the onset of fear and worry for many different reasons. You can control your thoughts and direct them in a way that will lead to an increase in your self-esteem and not in a way that will decrease it. Fear comes when we are perceiving the anticipation of discomfort of any sort. When you are anticipating discomfort, meet the discomfort back with something that will cause you pleasure and raise your self-esteem. For example, let's say you are trying to reduce your sugar and fat intake and you are used to eating these types of foods and you see them on every corner you turn. You will feel discomfort from not being allowed to eat them on your new lifestyle plan. To stop this feeling of discomfort, you have to remind yourself of something that this lifestyle plan will lead you to and will give you great pleasure. It is important that this pleasure you are reminding yourself of must be of greater pleasure than the pleasure you will feel by consuming these foods. You can remind yourself, for example, of how great you will look and feel. You can remind yourself of how healthy you will be. You can remind yourself of animal suffering, if this is of any interest to you, whenever you choose to consume animal products and how pleasurable it feels not to take part in animal cruelty. You can remind yourself what you will be able to do once you have reached your goals and how these changes will bring you great pleasure. You personally know what will give you greater pleasure than consuming the food itself. Visualize in your mind a pleasurable picture of you reaching your end goal. I know this is not easy, but it is the basis of success in any and every field. Remember that avoiding discomfort is a top priority of the reptilian brain, and you will need to identify something that will lead to great pleasure and be attractive enough for you to overwhelm the reptilian brain program to get you to do the right things at the right time and help you to reach your goal. An example from my life, I am a strict vegan and I do not eat any sweets. For me not to fall victim to eating such foods, I remind myself that I want to lead a long and healthy life and not to have recurrence of cancer and not hurt others while I achieve my goals. The pleasure of living a healthy life and a long life with my family while not causing suffering to animals gives me more pleasure than the cake, steak, or fries do. Know what is pleasurable enough for you. Know your why. This is your true goal. Remind yourself of it whenever you are encountered by any discomfort. This change of mindset will help you to achieve your pleasurable goal. The second step is when you do take action towards your goal, do it in small steps. These won't overwhelm you and trigger the reptilian brain to fight against your efforts. You now understand that you must step out of your comfort zone in order to get somewhere better. But make sure you do it in small steps so as not to overwhelm yourself. Take small steps over a longer period of time rather than taking an all or nothing approach. This also will keep the fear away. Throughout the lessons of this course, you have been receiving gradual schedules and plans that you can use to form more positive lifestyle habits every week in a moderate and controlled manner. By taking on change gradually, you won't enter a panicky state. You will remain calm and in control because you are fooling your mind to think that not much has changed and therefore not too much is at risk. It is like the French story of the frog. The French loved to eat frog soup, but the cook would complain that the frog would jump out of the pot if placed in boiling water. Another cook suggested to him to place the frog in cold water and slowly heat the water until it boiled. And in this way, the frog wouldn't jump out and would slowly cook to make a good frog soup. This story is quite horrendous, if it is true. But the moral is that small changes are not as painful as drastic ones and will not make us immediately run away. I even recommend not telling people around you that you are on some new kind of dietary program. This will put on you too much pressure from the beginning. Keep this to yourself until the changes are coming on smoothly and you will feel more in control of your health, your food choices, and your weight. The third step is not to focus on your end result. Focus on your next step. This will also lower your feelings of incompetence and fear. It is important not only to have an end goal, but also to have a plan of how to reach the end goal. I have included precise plans to help you reach your end goal at the last lesson of this course. Follow them and they will ensure you reach your end goal. The third step is not to focus on your end goal. Focus only on your next step. This will lower your feelings of incompetence and fear. It is important not only to have an end goal, but also to have a plan of how to reach the end goal. And throughout these course lessons, I have included precise plans of how to reach your end goal. Follow them and they will ensure you reach your end goal. Another important factor in achieving goals is not to look or focus on results. Don't weigh yourself many times a day or take blood tests too often. Instead, focus only on your next action step. Examine only how well you are doing in regard to the current action step as part of your plan towards improving your health, weight, and well-being. By focusing on your actions instead of on your results, you are placing yourself in control rather than placing the results in control. If you persist with the right actions, you will surely reach your goal. There is no doubt about it. So even if it takes longer than you expect, this is not important. The important thing is that you will reach your desires and you will certainly reach them if you take the right actions. By holding onto the steering wheel of your life and holding the control by focusing on actions rather than results, then by doing the actions, you will boost your self-esteem and will surely reach your goal smoothly and easily. The fourth step to overcoming the reptilian behavior is to make sure that when you set an end goal for yourself, it is at least 15 to 20% more than that which you wish to achieve. For example, if I choose to plan to lose 8 kilograms, which is 16 pounds of weight, or wish to get my cholesterol down to 200 milligrams per deciliter, then I should create an end goal that is 15 to 20% higher than my goal. Instead of creating a goal of losing my desired weight of 8 or 16 pounds or 8 kilo, I should aim to achieve a weight loss of 9 to 10 kilograms or 20 pounds, or getting my cholesterol down to 170 milligrams per deciliter. Why is that? Well, the reason for this is that if you otherwise miss one of the steps or recommendations listed on the Gorilla Diet Plan during the weeks, then you may begin to believe that your goal is no longer within your reach, and this will activate your primitive reptilian brain into survival mode, preventing you from leaving your comfort zone at all and achieving any part of your goal. Another excellent way to increase your self-esteem is to get some good feeling hormones pumping in your bloodstream. You can improve your self-esteem also by committing to regular physical activity. When you exercise, your body releases chemicals called endorphins. Endorphins trigger an overall positive feeling similar to that of the drug morphine, but without the side effects, which include addiction and dependence. The feeling after an endurance workout is described as euphoric, sometimes also called the runner's high. There are so many benefits to exercise for the reason that we were built to be physically active. The modern lifestyle has allowed us to become so sedentary through the technological advances that have brought us food, heat, clean water, and shelter so easily without having us to physically care for these needs. But physiologically, our bodies have not changed much in the short period after all of these advances have become available to almost all humans alive today. Also, by maintaining attention towards one single visual picture of you at your end goal, you will actually change your brain structure by creating new and stronger neural networks to help you achieve your goals, because neurons that fire together, wire together, because focus equals power. If you really find it hard to visualize the end result picture, never mind. Instead, write it down, your end goal mission statement, and read it to yourself over and over during the day and every single day, so as to suggest to yourself that you are in full control of the situation. Feelings of control increase self-esteem and give you the energy and courage to go after the fulfillment of your goals with persistence, no matter what the current outward results may seem to be. Now that you understand the four steps that increase your chances of success, which are meeting any feelings of discomfort with something that will cause you pleasure and self-esteem, which is your why, your reason for doing this, taking small steps to reach your end goal so that you won't overwhelm and trigger the reptilian brain to fight against your effort, And number three is not focusing only on your end result, but instead focusing on taking the right actions to get you to reach your goal. And number four is making sure that when you set up an end goal for yourself, it is at least 15 to 20% more than that which you wish to achieve. Because if you miss one of the steps or recommendations listed in the Gorilla Diet Weekly Plan, then you may begin to believe that your goal is no longer within your reach. And this will activate your primitive reptilian brain into survival mode, preventing you from leaving your comfort zone and achieving any part of the goal. So now you are ready for the last lesson, which will help you put together all of the information you have received throughout this course. It is a summary without all of the background information. So see you there in the next lesson. Thank you.